Yo, what's going on, everyone? Thanks for joining this podcast or talk or whatever this is. I just want to share real quick about Psalms 91. I memorized this for the fast that we were doing at my church. And at first, I memorized it really quick. Like, it took me probably a day and a half, but like really like 3 hours to memorize it. Only like 3 hours. But I memorized it really just so I could say that I memorized Psalms 91. It's about 16 verses. It's not that long. It's not that bad. Like, if you just sat down and memorized it, like, you could get it pretty easy, especially like in the NLT version. That's what I did it in. But yeah, so at first I memorized it just so I could kind of say I memorized it, and I wasn't really paying attention to what it was saying and the things that were in this chapter. And so tonight I was, I was praying to God. Actually, I was praying to God like right behind the camera and like 10, maybe like 15 minutes ago. And I didn't really even know what to say. Like, I needed to just talk to God because there's something going on in my life. And I was feeling lonely, and I wasn't feeling right, and I didn't even know what to say. And so I'm praying, I'm saying, God, I need you. And the verse pops up in my head, and I'm like, man, like, I guess, like, let me just say this verse or this chapter. Let me kind of just go through it, and, you know, hope it speaks to me, or hope I get something out of it, because I haven't really thought about it. Like, I just memorized it to memorize it. And so I sit there and I start saying, I'm like, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadows of the Almighty. And that hit me right there, because I knew that if I am with the Most High, if I'm with Jesus, if I'm with God, I'm going to find rest. And in that moment, before that moment, I did not have rest. My thoughts were everywhere. I was just like, I was not at ease. I was just struggling in my life and just like overthinking things. And that verse really just helped. It calmed me down immediately, because, you know, it brought me back to just thinking about Jesus. And if I'm with him, there's rest. And then it goes on to say that, you know, he alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust him. And that touched me too, because he is my God and I trust him. So that I'm declaring that, you know, he is my God and I trust him. So why should there be fear in my heart with the things that I'm going through? Like, I should be able to trust Jesus because he is my God, right? I'm saved. I love Jesus with everything in me. So I should just be able to trust him with everything, because he's got my life. He knows me better than I know myself. So, you know, it's just hit me. I'm crying. And next thing is, you know, the next part is, what is the next part? He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers, and he will shelter you with his wings. The shelter with his wings thing, you know, God loves you and he cares for us so much. And no matter how depressed or how lonely you feel, you know, God, he's gonna cover you. He's gonna wrap you around his wings and just protect you and shelter you. And then it says, for his faithful promises are your armor and your protection. You know, God has promises for every single person, for you, for me. He knows the direction that we're gonna be going, and he knows the plans that he has for us. So we don't even have to worry. It goes back to trusting in God. And then it says, do not fear the terrors of the night, nor of the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor of the disaster that strikes at midday. Though a thousand are falling next to you, though 10,000 are dying around you, these things won't touch you. So just trusting in Jesus. Yeah. Just open up your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, and then it goes back to saying, if you make the Most High your shelter. So it's always going back to, if you are just with God, if you are just living with God, then he will be with you. It says no, and then after that it says no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. And then it's, and then it talks right here. It says, this is probably my, the simplest and the best part about this whole chapter is he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go, and they will hold you up with their hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. I love that because God cares about the smallest things. You know, he cares about your, you know, like a toe jam or something like that. You know, we don't have to be afraid of these big, massive things, because if God is able to get his angels to protect us from hurting our feet, he is more than capable to protect us from the biggest stress or the biggest thing that you're going through right now, whether it's like relationships or loneliness or depression or just feeling unwanted or unloved or not good enough. You know, God sees that, and he cares more than we even care. And that's something in my life. You know, I've dealt with loneliness for my whole life, and kind of depression, but more loneliness and just not, you know, I could be in a crowd of people and just feel so lonely. And one of the hardest times in my life was probably, I'd say, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I lived there for a year, and I was doing an internship at a church. And coming from my church here in Colorado Springs, I'm a pastor's kid, so people know me. And when I went to that church, you know, nobody knew me, and I knew that going into it. But I thought that I would just make friends super, super quick, and that wasn't the case. Instead, I probably had like maybe one or two friends at the end of the year. And most days I would go and work at the church, and then I would, you know, I would go home, but I didn't want to be home. Like I would leave my house, or I wouldn't even go back to my house after like 3 o'clock. I would just go to some, like a park down the street, and there was like a little pond. And I remember just walking around the pond for hours. I would put music in my ears, and I would either, depending on the day or, you know, how I was feeling, I would either be praying or I would be struggling, and I would be letting the devil just feed my mind. And it was just a battle over and over and over again. And it was just a battle of loneliness. And so that's what this thing is talking about, is if you live in the shelter of the Most High, you will find rest in the shadows of the Almighty. You know, just finding that rest and that peace with Jesus. So going back to the verse, after, you know, after they protect you from hurting your foot on any stone, it talks about being able to trample upon lions and cobras, and crushing fierce lions and serpents under your feet. For the Lord says he will rescue the, for the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. So this is from Jesus right here. This is all the things that Jesus is going to do for us. Nothing but good right here. And I love the end of this chapter, because it's so positive and it brings so much promise and something that we can look forward to. And all we have to do is we just have to call on Jesus. So the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Those who call on me, here it is, those who call on me, I will answer. You know, as I was praying, as I was crying, you know, like 15 minutes ago behind the camera, just up against the wall, I was so down, and I was lonely, and I was like, you know, I got to that part, because I'm saying this chapter as I'm praying, and I got to that part, and it's, those who call on me, I will answer. And I just started calling on Jesus, and asking Jesus for help and for peace and for joy and shelter, and just giving me, just getting rid of the loneliness and just that feeling, and just touching my mind and getting rid of all these wild thoughts that were going through me. I don't know if you felt like that, but I'm constantly feeling like that. I'm constantly just dealing with that. And so that verse, so that part came in, those who call me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. So those are the 16 verses, and they really just touched me, and they helped me. They helped me today for sure, and they're going to continue helping me. But it gives me hope, and I hope this gives you hope. I hope you got something out of this. And, you know, you got joy. And so just ask God. You know, it's just, God, help me, Jesus. Give me rest. Give me peace, Jesus. Call on Jesus. If you're struggling with something, just ask Jesus, God, help me in this area. Help me with this depression. I bind depression. I rebuke depression. And Jesus will comfort you. He'll take that away, right? Immediately. You know, I immediately got up and I was excited and I filmed this. I wasn't planning on recording anything for anybody, but I did. And, you know, I'm just using a ghetto mic, but so that's what I got. But yeah, let's just go ahead and just close this in prayer and end this on a great note. And yeah, thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for your mercy and your grace and your power. I thank you for giving me hope in a future, Jesus, and anyone who's listening. God, I pray that you just be with me, God, and be with these people, God, the next day, whatever they're doing, Jesus, that you would just walk with us. Thank you for your mercies and your grace, God. We can do nothing on our own. I bind the devil. I bind depression and loneliness and just selfishness and things that we're dealing with. God, I pray that you just give us peace. Take away this anxiety in the name of Jesus. God, you're amazing, God. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you have a good one.